Hiya, pals! Hi, pals, and welcome to the Disneyland Paris Show. Here's your hosts, Lucy, Chris, and Hugh!
Gosh!
And now, Disneyland Paris News!
2D or not 2D? That is the question.
It's Fantasy Food Hall.
Map updates.
News.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, Disney fans, and welcome to another Disneyland Paris show. I'm Lucy, this is Chris, this is Hugh, and we're here to talk about all things Disneyland Paris. If you've been here before, hi, join in the chat, say hello, we've missed you, love you so much. If it's your first time here, don't forget that you can join in with us live every Sunday at 8:30, that might be now to some of you. Oh, I don't know, I'm waffling.
Well, sit up straight and stop slouching, please, as well.
Exactly.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Yeah. Come on, show some respect.
Like and subscribe for more videos. I'm not on it today.
Today, one of us is hungover. The other one feels like he's hungover because he had a COVID jab yesterday, which kind of just made him feel a bit groggy. Ooh. And he went on a 17-mile walk, so that's his own fault. And the other one is Lucy.
This is going to be fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Full of cold. That's my excuse. Full of cold. And it makes me feel stupid and sound stupid. You know, when you like that. But we're putting a good show on, though. We're putting a good face in it, guys.
So far, it's one of the best.
I can't even speak. And that's how impressed I am so far with the show today.
And John Parker has looked into the future because he said, here for new menu chat. And I tell you what, John... Yes, you are.
It's a good job.
You are here for new menu chat.
It's a good job.
It's happening, isn't it, Chris?
I'm led to believe so because I was made to put some pictures up earlier.
Oh, what if we just... This was the first time we were hearing about it and John, we were like, what?
What menu?
Yeah.
Do you want to say hello?
Yeah, say hello.
Who are they? All aboard, please.
Bonnie was first in the chat. Don't be confused. It might say Lucy, but that's Bonnie there. First in the chat, she says, and waves three pink hands.
Well.
Joey says, hey, everyone. Can't wait to see the team back together. How's it going so far, Joey? I have a would you rather question first for you all.
Ooh.
Would you rather spend the night in the Haunted Mansion or the Tower of Terror?
Ooh.
Now then. There are fewer places to sleep in Tower of Terror. Well, there's the lobby. There's a sofa in there. So that'd be all right.
That's pretty cobwebable, though, isn't it?
Then there's the corridor upstairs and with the pipes.
I'd be quite happy to curl up in a doom buggy, you see. I'd feel quite safe and cocooned in a doom buggy. Whereas in the Tower of Terror, you don't have a ride vehicle to go into. So you'd be genuinely in the horror, wouldn't
you? Is the ride on at the time?
I'd pull an all-nighter in the saloon in the Thunder Mesa, in Old Thunder Mesa. Yeah, why not?
I'd sleep next to that, like, awful...
Playing poker with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd nap right next to that awful dog. The hell dog.
You see, that's the reason I don't think I might have to choose Tower of Terror, just knowing the hell dog was in
just
the building.
Just go and sit by the grim, grinning ghost.
There's a sofa in Tower of Terror downstairs.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything like that in Phantom Manor, Haunted Mansion.
No.
There must be... There is a double bed.
There must be a chair.
I feel like there is.
There's a coffin.
There's piano.
Yeah.
There's steps, obviously. There's a big staircase. I presume that leads somewhere.
Just lay across that big banquet table.
Yeah, that would work.
Ballroom bit.
That would absolutely work.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fun.
Nick says, hey, everyone. Nick here with the wife, Michelle, tagging along tonight. 91 days till we go to DLP.
Ooh.
Tracy says, hi, me and Elsie are here tonight. Ed is here, as is Ruth, and Sugar Sweet Samantha, a.k.a. Sugar Sweet Mama. And Bonnie says, 28 days for us. 28 days to Walt Disney World.
Ooh.
Hi to Jen. She says, hello, Disney friends. Tower of Terror, Phantom Manor would be too spooky, says Jen. John says, hey, pals. Lisa says, evening all. Would you rather... evening all. For the would you rather, I'd go Tower of Terror. I think the animatronics would be scary at night in Manor, and I've always wanted to have a mooch and a seat on the couch at reception.
Oh, yeah, ah, that's there you go, yeah.
Kerry says, good evening. It's been a while since I caught the live show. Hi, Kerry. Cheryl is here, as is Moritz. 36 days to DLP, 213 to Disneyland, and 219 to Walt Disney World.
What? Wow. That's insane.
That's in succession.
I'm getting green with envy.
Yeah, and we've got Faye and Julia and voiceover guy waiting to book another DLP, but 25 days to Walt Disney World. And Emily and Steve and Stefan, 29 days for Ruth. And Kerry. I hate that laugh, so definitely not the Haunted Mansion. Joey says it would be on. The ride is on in this
scenario.
And I'm with Lucy. It has to be Tower of Terror. And hello to anyone else that might have missed. I don't think I missed anyone.
I think you've done quite well there.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Right.
Yes.
Bit of news.
Bit of news.
Bit of news.
Bit of news, is it? Is it?
So,
is it?
I mean,
it is.
I just want to acknowledge some news that I didn't give a headline to, because we did the headline last week and I believe the week before as well. And then it's been mentioned previously. But finally, Studio One has finally properly shut now.
Yes.
It had all its dedications and its farewell ceremony and its press night all that. It's done now. So that's all I've got to say about that.
And there's a way to walk around the side of it now.
There is. So that's why it didn't have a headline. It's like we said everything we needed to say the week before last.
Yeah.
It's gone. Okay.
Just
get that out
it.
Of the way before someone...
Just get over it, all right?
I'm just going to say one more time, because I've seen a lot of snark online.
Oh, dear.
Don't name any names.
I'm not going to. I mean, I've seen a lot of it from a lot of different names. About Studio One, I just want to repeat, I always liked Studio One.
Mm-hmm.
Always liked it.
Yeah.
And I like it as an entrance. I like it as an introduction to the park. I like the reveal at the end of it. I think it's going to be even better as world premiere.
Yeah.
But I just want to counteract... the salt with a bit of sugar.
Okay.
Just for that.
Yeah.
I'm moving swiftly on. Right.
Yeah.
2D or not 2D. What's this about?
Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah.
Ratatouille. They've tried this before briefly and then brought it back, but they seem to have... Well, no, they have turned off the 3D. They are now running the ride in 2D.
Yeah.
And again, they are not giving out the glasses.
Yeah.
And... nothing's been announced, but the speculation is this is now permanent.
And no one's bothered.
No one
cares.
I wouldn't be bothered. I'd prefer it.
Well,
I
said quite a few people have said, well, that's great because I won't feel travel sick when I go on this anymore.
Me too.
That's good. No more motion sickness. Fantastic.
I mean, it's cheaper for them than having to replace 3D glasses, extra members of staff to bring them out, get them back in, all
cleaning
that kind
them.
Of thing. Yeah.
Spraying them and drying them.
But then when they did this back in February or whenever it was, then they all came back 2 weeks later and everyone was like, oh, well, it's back now. So,
well, maybe that was a test for feedback and the feedback
could
has
be.
Said.
Yeah. Been positive, yeah. Could
is
be.
Feedback just seeing how many people complain? Is that it?
Maybe.
You know, if not enough, if you know, fewer than 100 people say, where's the 3D? But if people just, like, it wouldn't occur to me to say anything. I'd just go, oh, okay. 2D, oh, okay, fine, must be, okay, whatever.
It is a ride that is down a lot as well. To be fair, I don't think that's due to the 3D. I think it's due to the trackless system that's quite difficult. But sometimes the 3D can be a bit off if you're on the side, so I don't know what the maintenance is like on the projectors and the cameras. This can only be a good solution all round, is my feeling.
Yes, I'm not really bothered about it.
No.
So what?
Yeah.
Apathetic.
It's very much a 90s technology.
Yes, I am pathetic.
Fabulous. That's all I've got to say about that, really. This is going to be a very light news week, but that's good because I know we've got a couple of beefy trip reports to get to. Yeah.
Beefy.
We've got a shout out.
Ooh.
Where was it?
Messenger.
It's in Messenger. Messenger, isn't it?
Let's
just switch from me to us.
Nice.
Right, here we go. Now. This is a message for a certain special someone whose birthday is today, isn't it? It's today.
No, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yes, it is, 29th. Well, a very special someone would like to wish this person a happy birthday, and that person is Donald Duck. And I've got him here right now. And he might sound a bit different, but he's just had some dental work done. And he wants to say...
Yeah, boy, happy birthday to me now.
He wants to say what?
Happy birthday to...
This is like I'm getting a flash forward of what it's going to be like to care for him when he's older, you know.
Michelle?
Yes, my dad.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm sure Donald would like to add.
I think we can safely say that you can retire that, Hugh.
Kerry is saying that was fab, Hugh. Kerry, don't encourage it.
I was saying before the show, I like doing Donald Duck because it's a given that it's going to be awful. But that's what makes it funny. Yeah, Kerry says that was fab. Is that sarcasm? I don't know. Because it definitely wasn't fab.
Should we try and sing the song? Because I haven't got the jingle for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Michelle.
Hello.
You're welcome. Right.
That was quality YouTube in that.
Oh, my goodness.
Michelle says, thank you, with tears of laughter. I hope that's laughter and not, wow, is that the best?
And then we've got a picture that accompanies that shout out as well, do we?
Oh, we do, yeah.
We do.
Do you want to see that picture that accompanies it? It looks a bit like this.
There we go.
Listeners, we're looking here.
That is
a cake of Donald. A cake that looks just like Donald Duck.
That is Michelle's birthday cake, I believe.
I don't know why it says more like this at the bottom. I probably should have cropped it a little bit before I did it. But there we are.
Yeah. Very good. That is pretty cool. I'm always looking for... Oh, bless her. She's in the chat, so she knows. Easy things I can do for Bonnie's birthday. I've got this pride thing where as a parent, I won't pay for a really clever professional person to do really lovely professional cake for Bonnie. I will make them myself, even if they're rubbish. I would rather do it myself and it'd be slightly janky. So I'm always going for the, you know, simple but effective.
Yeah.
And Mickey Mouse is a good one because it's half red fondant, two yellow circles, looks clever, really isn't.
It's Lucas's birthday on Friday next week.
Well, I'm not making Lucas one.
And we're going away, so we're going to buy a cake from Asda to take with us.
He's 11.
We went and tried school uniform stuff on this week for high school. I can't even cope with that at the moment. It's just a little bit much.
Oh no.
Let's change the subject.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thirsty.
See, I can do a good sneeze. Let's have a drink. Olé, it's your time. All together. Get in your tiki 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 cup. In your tiki 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 cup. Well, you made yourself a beverage. I'll drink it up from your tiki 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 cup. Nothing fancy today, just some cordial. But sometimes that's what you need, especially when some of you are hungover.
Hugh.
What?
It's perfect.
Do you know, if you're not a regular listener, it's very difficult to get it right for Chris because he likes it particularly weak, I would say. I mean, for him, it's not weak. It's just how it should
be. No, it's just right, yeah.
But I put a splash in and I thought, no, I think I can add a bit more. And I put a dash more in and I thought, no, I'm going to put one more dash in.
And then you took a little bit out.
And that was it.
It's perfect, Hugh. It's perfect. You have outdone yourself today.
Excellent.
What are people drinking?
This really
drinking?
Is a great show.
Please tell me there's somebody drinking something more interesting than cordial out there. I want to hear that we've got pina coladas
on
the go.
Pink gin.
Do you know what I bought the other day?
What?
Mint Baileys.
Oh, I saw a picture of you with a mint Baileys.
I've got to get it, but you can imagine what a bottle of mint... Shall I get it?
I'm very suspicious.
I'm gonna get it.
Of mint flavoured things. I do like mint chocolate, but mint doesn't go with many other flavours, in my opinion.
No, you're right. You're pretty much right. I just like mint in general for anything. I love stuff that's minty, but yes, with chocolate, definitely better.
I'm not a minty person. Julia's got small white wine. Ruth's got a pink gin and tonic. Emily S has got fizzy water, fizzed at home, homemade fizzy water. Tracy and Elsie are having a cup of tea. Bonnie's got juice. I think she's just bragging.
It's a mint choc shake.
It looks like the DLP
Oh no!
It looks
green,
like the castle.
It's green screening. Just Google it.
It's reminiscent to me of ice magic bottles. Do you remember ice magic?
No.
It's a chocolate sauce that you put on your on your ice cream and it went hard.
Yes. Yeah.
Ice magic.
John's got a Diet Pepsi and Sugar Sweet Samantha's got a Pepsi Max. This is too late in the day for me to drink Pepsi or Diet Coke. I would be up all night.
I've just had two.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why?
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm still feeling groggy, so it's just brought me up to a normal level.
Yeah.
Lisa's going to go and have a wee Baileys now. We've given her ideas.
Nice. A wee dram.
Baileys.
I got some pina colada of the, what's the one you get in Aldi? Is it Ballycastle Angel? It's not Ballycastle Angel.
Ballycastle.
Ballycastle. There's a pina colada one.
Yes, I nearly bought one of those the other day.
It's ready to go.
Hey, hold the phones. Right. We have a winner because Joey's having warm Vinto. That sounds gorgeous.
Yeah.
I should have warm cordial more often.
Andrew says, of mint, what else could go with lamb and in toothpaste? The most versatile of herbs.
I think this is my problem, is trying to like eat hotel breakfasts after brushing my teeth is always stressful.
Some people just don't get mint as a flavour.
No,
but I love it.
Yeah, me too.
And Gina's having decaf tea. How very British.
Good idea. Should we do some more news?
Yeah, let's do that. So, they have updated the studio's map, the printed map
only. The chicken.
I looked on the app, not the map, the map on the app.
The map on the app.
And that hasn't been updated. But the printed map in the park has now been updated. And it's shortened the length of Hollywood Boulevard and taken away the cardboard buildings. It's added a frontage for, what's it called? Something of the Stars, Theatre of the Stars, where they're going to put the Alice in Wonderland thing.
Yeah. It's turned the studio, the theatre around as well, hasn't it? The Alice in Wonderland theatre. On the map, it's the wrong way around. Hmm. You noticed that? Did you notice? No.
No, sorry.
She's not noticing you.
No. I'm not even here.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get the map up so I can have a look. On the what, it's done what, Chris?
On the what? For the Cars, Motors, Actions place that it isn't that anymore, that's going to be Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
On the map, it has the stand at the bottom and the stage at the back, when in actuality, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't understand why they do that.
I don't.
That seems silly, doesn't it?
But they have half explained...
It's false.
...the entrance to it via this map, and it's half upset me.
It's half upset you?
Well, it was going to upset me because I'm saying that is in Avengers Campus. It's in Avengers Campus. The entrance to it is in Avengers Campus. Yep. How can they ruin the theme like that? How could they do this to me? But what they've done is they've moved the entrance to the other side. So you can walk down the side of Tower of Terror and straight into the entrance at the bottom there, where we stood and ate our chocolate bars,
yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah, I do. Come on, everybody. You remember that when we did that?
Choco Blast.
We had our Choco Blast.
Which is
over
half,
a bin.
Half okay. That's half okay because you don't have to go through Avengers Campus to get to it. However, the big massive frontage is opposite the Super Diner.
Frontage. The big massive frontage.
It's opposite the Super Diner.
It's big and massive.
So you're sat in Super Diner, sort of living your Avengers life.
Yeah.
And you're staring at Theatre of the Stars. And I'm like, a bit disappointed about that.
Ah, yeah, it's not great, is it?
It's not great. It could be worse because the entrance could be there. They've managed to move the entrance. And obviously, all lands have to bleed from one to the other. But like...
Poetic.
When it goes from...
All lands... must bleed from one to the other.
Toy Story to Plaster Remy, they've got the Barrel of Monkeys, and at the other end, they've got the Buzz Lightyear's legs that you have to walk through and things. So there's usually kind of a definite...
Buzz Lightyear.
That's the end of this, and this is the start of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Transition, and this feels a bit... But maybe it will be improved in the long term, because as we know, it's all half built anyway.
That's something they do really well in the main park, is especially going from, like... Frontierland into Discoveryland, it just gradually becomes. Adventureland. Frontierland gradually becomes Adventureland.
You kind of don't notice it, do you?
The best one for me is the entrance to Adventureland next to Peter Pan's flight, because you know they've got that wooden bridge, which works for both lands.
Yeah.
But as you walk on that wooden bridge, the music changes.
Yeah.
And because of some, there must be the placing of the speaker that you don't sort of hear both sets of music. You just suddenly notice you're hearing different music, and it's really, really clever.
Chris, is that moth on the inside or the outside of the window?
The outside of the window.
Oh, good.
do you ever think, like, this theatre thing where the Alice in Wonderland, what's it called now?
Theatre of the Stars.
Theatre of the Stars. Okay, the Theatre of the Stars. Do you ever feel sorry for the people who put all the effort into spray painting green all over it for the Jungle Book thing that never happened?
Oh, no, it did. Did it not happen a couple of times? But then it
might
have
happened a couple of times.
It kept getting shut down for COVID, didn't it, during that time?
I was thinking, like, shed a tear for those poor people who put all that effort in to spray paint it.
So this is... Unfortunately, I can't really show this to the screen because it is on my phone, but I'll just show the boys. This is the front of Theatre of the Stars, and that is Super Diner. So that's the entrance. You'd come down... I'll show it on this one. So you come down the side of Tower of Terror to get into it, but it's you could also go that way.
Can I just look at it?
Yeah.
Sorry. Mm. Oh, so... No, but this is my point.
No, I'm saying it's not... They've not changed it on the app. They've changed it on the map.
But does that mean that it's actually the other way around now then? So they have actually moved the seating area.
Oh.
Just moved it around.
Do you see my point? The seating area is at the other end of all of this. So that where it says Theatre of the Stars, would that actually be there where it's there and say it there? Because...
So it's now facing east, whereas it used to face north.
Well, but is it? That's the question for me. They're not going to move the entire stand, are they?
You wouldn't think so, because I think the whole point would be to use a pre-existing structure, not rebuild it.
Yeah, so then you'd think that would mean that the back of the stand where it says Theatre of the Stars on the map, it isn't going to necessarily say that in the Avengers bit. I don't know. Somebody tell us. Someone who's there. We need to see what it looks like.
We need boots on the ground, people. We need to know what's going on with this.
What on earth does it look like? I should have asked Chris Fox to have a look because he's been there for the last 3 days.
Your nephew was just there.
I've told him to do his trip report and he said he will.
Did he get in touch with you beforehand?
No.
Has he watched the show?
No.
At all?
No, in fact, I said you should do as a trip report and he said, what do you mean?
Oh my God.
I know.
It's like he doesn't care.
I support him. I went and saw his show.
Yeah, he was in Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
I just went and saw the show that he's not in anymore.
Yeah. that support doesn't even watch our flipping show about Disney when he's going to Disney. What's that about?
I haven't done anything for him lately.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, that's
maybe, maybe that's why.
Maurice Gunther says the seating hasn't changed.
What have you done for me?
The seating hasn't changed. It's just the map is the wrong way around. Okay. I guess it better showcase the Alice theming on the stage. Yeah. Uh-huh. They quite often, it's representative only, the map,
artistic
isn't it?
License.
Yeah. Thank you, Moritz.
Tracy says, I'm hoping they are working towards it being a little like Disneyland California Adventure, which is unreal. The theming, corrected herself underneath, and transitions to each area are seamless.
That is what we like.
Maurice says the... you just read that one. Yeah.
Good. I trust Disney.
I like that it's called the Theatre of the Stars because the implication there is that things will continue to change and it's not always going to be the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
And that's good.
But yes, then remember
because when people get freaked out by this Alice in Wonderland thing, whatever it is...
Covers the backsides.
Mickey and the Magician was only ever a seasonal show in the same way that other things have come and gone. Mm-hmm. But it was just it's just so blooming good. It's just so good.
So
it's
ruddy,
just stayed forever. Right. Okay. Everything else I've got to talk about is menu based.
Yeah.
But I'll start off with a little preface. What we have now is kind of, I suppose it's a miniature food festival in Fantasyland. That's why I've got put Fantasy Food Hall instead of Football. Did you get it?
Fantasy Food Hall.
Oh, when you said you were pleased with that, I didn't know what you meant. Before the show started.
It's Fantasy Food Hall.
Fantasy Food Hall.
Fantasy Food Hall.
I liked it.
I don't get
If you don't know
it.
What fantasy football is, then, you're on your own. I'll Google it.
Yeah. so they've put some food booth chalets up in Fantasyland. They look gorgeous.
Whereabouts in Fantasyland?
Okay.
There's
two in front of It's a Small World, as in next to where the fountain is, kind of where we used to park our pushchair. And then there's three, I think, down by the entrance to the where the parade comes out.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense.
And they are themed in a very Mary Blair kind of way. They look really cute. And they are serving what Disney are calling regional treats and snacks from now, or I believe from Friday, until the 27th of October.
Ooh.
So I thought we'd have a little chat.
I can see the word Nutella.
Woohoo! Is there any lavash curry?
Let me see.
So I've got the purple one first, I think.
Gyros. What's gyros?
It's kebab, basically.
Okay.
But rather than being like your lamb mince doner kebab, it's like slices of meat, usually chicken or pork.
Wait, so it says poultry, there? Lettuce, tomato, onion, white poultry. Kebab sauce.
Yeah, so it's chicken kebab wrap type things, usually.
A kebab.
Yummy. Wrap.
Very, very nice. It's one of my favourite things.
Oh, man, I had a kebab last Saturday.
Ooh.
Oh, it was so good, man.
Oh.
Maybe I was drunk, but it was really good.
I can't believe that you're drinking the first half of the year.
And it is.
Twice now.
I know.
It's been three times now. And
three.
That's it. I think it's just happening.
Yeah.
And that's
get
just,
used to it.
That's just breakfast.
Yeah.
And then you've got waffles with either Nutella or salted caramel.
Nice.
Stick to what you know, Disney. Stick to what you know.
And then a huge wine list.
I know. This always gets me when they serve, like, you're just walking around Disney and you're getting a buzz on.
Is so that a €5 glass of wine? That's not bad, is it?
White wine, red wine, bottled beer. And you can have Jupiler, Desperados or Creek Lindesman. Or you can have orange juice.
They're very reasonably priced for DLP, aren't they?
One's 12 cilliliters, one's 25 cilliliters. Centiliters?
Centiliters, yeah. Not silliliters.
Sorry.
What is it? 12 centiliters.
Because it's CL.
Very small glass of wine, though, Chris.
12 or 25, but
they're
both €5. One's twice as big.
Mm.
What's the deal there? What's going on? Why is one half the price?
Oh, red must be cheaper than white.
Okay. Good.
Oh.
Say good. Just because I prefer red. But I'm never going to have a glass of wine. Maybe I will. Maybe I would have a glass of wine. It would be nice, like you say, to just get a little bit of a buzz on in Disneyland.
You get blue teeth.
With a cherry beer.
Ooh, yeah.
So isn't that what Creek is, isn't it? Or is it raspberry? I can never remember.
€6. Desperados. What's that? Jupiler.
Well.
Jupiler.
If I can flash you onto the next menu.
Right, I hope that we're in the same order as each other.
Yeah.
Are we?
Let's find out.
Excellent.
Because you've got rosé, even cheaper, €4.
Is that
20 centiliters? Oh, it's cider.
It's not the same one then. Oh, which one?
Yeah, no, that's right.
All right, cool. Well, I couldn't see that there.
Hang on.
Oh, Cedra. It's Cedra.
Oh, it's cider. Yeah. Lebrun cider, dry, sweet, or rosé. I just saw the word rosé.
Mm-hmm.
€4. Why are we going straight to the booze? It's interesting. But this looks like a crepe stand. I'm going to say it doesn't look like a crepe stand. It is a crepe stand. So you've got galettes with duck breast.
The best a man can get.
Yeah. Duck breast, Emmental cheese and rocket. You've got galettes with ham and cheese. Galettes with goat's cheese, honey, walnut.
This is a very Normandy thing, this, isn't it? The galettes and cider. If you go to northern France, all the places serve this.
I'm just thinking how much I would enjoy a honey and goat's cheese.
They had buckwheat. Bonnie had one, and she like as soon as they like passed it over to us, I thought, oh no, she's not going to like this because it was like brown and
a bit rubbery. Yeah, isn't it?
Like kind of a grey brown.
You're selling it.
Yeah, well, they don't look particularly appetising. Just a regular light coloured crepe looks more appetising.
Yeah,
and then you also have crepe with sugar,
nice.
Or crepe with Nutella, salted caramel, strawberry jam, or apricot jam.
I love a crepe, me. I do love one.
Yeah, cool.
I'm still having the gyros so far, though.
They're just easy. I think of everything we usually do pick a meal, don't we?
Yeah.
Everything
we've
talked about so far, I think I would be having the goat's cheese, honey, and walnut galette.
Well, that does sound quite nice, though, doesn't it? That does sound good.
I do. If I'm doing something like this, I prefer to be adventurous. If I'm honest, my favourite thing would probably just be a Nutella crepe. But I'm not going to go all the way to Paris for that. Hugh, what are you having so far? You're having the red wine, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I'm gonna have a red wine.
Lisa says, I love that goat's cheese one at Christmas with mulled wine. That sounds good.
But
moving on?
Yeah.
Moving on.
What I'm actually going to get is on the next one. I've just realised.
Cone of dry cured sausage.
Cone of sausage, please.
Cone of sausage.
Cone of sausage.
Cone of sausage.
We've had this in the studios before.
It's a thing.
I'm very excited by the idea of a cone of sausage. Just nibbling on bits of sausage. That's my idea of a good time. No, I haven't got it. We've just been through menus and I've said I want it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also my other favourite thing, raclette cheese.
Raclette, yeah.
Raclette cheese and cured ham sandwich. Very good. And then reblochon cheese tartiflette. Do you want to talk to me about that, Chris?
Well, I imagine a tartiflette is like a little tart.
Tartlet.
Yeah, of some sort. I don't know.
Tartlet. And what's reblochon cheese? Anybody? Anybody?
They're a race of people from the planet Reblochon.
Reblochon. Reblochon?
Reblochon. I don't know.
Viacom.
Viacom. They said things popular, were regional.
Yeah.
So I think this is Swiss. Do you?
I mean, the raclette implies it.
Sausage
slices maybe implies it, I guess. Yeah, maybe. Could be.
Swiss or Austrian kind of thing.
And what's the drinks?
Alpine. White wine and red wine. €6 here, though.
What sizes are they?
12 centilitres and 12 centilitres.
So you're not getting as much red wine for your money there. You think that might be a typo on the other one?
I think so, yeah.
No, I just think it's a different type of red wine.
It's the cheap,
regional,
the cheap one.
Yeah. So here we've got Le Petit Saint de France on the first one. And this one, it's Savoy Rosette de Savoie.
Ah, okay.
It must just be posher wine.
I wonder if the other one's a lighter, less alcoholic wine, and that's why it's cheaper.
And then finally, we've gone Germanic.
There's one more after this, isn't there? There's five.
Oh, I take it back, there is one. sauerkraut, quiche Lorraine, pretzel, and cheese Hang pretzel. On.
Pretzels are called pretzels.
Yeah.
And a cheese pretzel is called a pretzel fromage.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that they were called pretzels.
But a quiche Lorraine... It's called a quiche Lorraine.
Because there's nothing under, no translation underneath.
It's just Lorraine's quiche. But you're not allowed red wine here. You're only allowed white.
Only allowed white, and it's €6 again.
Be careful of your pronunciation and do not ask
Riesling.
Any servers or anyone for a quickie.
Anything off there? I don't think anything on there would take me away from my cone of sausage.
I'm still having gyros.
Wine.
Okay. Right, finally, we have pomme d'amour. I did not know a candy apple was called pomme d'amour.
The apple broke my heart. Now I'm making for you pomme d'amour. What's a boy in love supposed to do?
That sounded very Stock Aitken and Waterman.
It's erasure.
Oh.
It's a massive guilty pleasure of mine, is erasure.
I love erasure.
Yeah.
Chow chow or caramel. I am learning loads of words. Peanuts called chow chow.
Chow chow. Real smooth.
Chow chow.
Shoo shoo.
Shoo shoo.
I'd say
Charlie Brown.
Shoo shoo or caramel. I could be wrong.
Shoo shoo.
But yeah, I just.
Either way, that's quite a satisfying translation, isn't it? Macarons, vanilla, strawberry, coffee, chocolate, lemon, or pistachio.
Right, so how do you do this? Because I noticed this before. So how many are there? How many different flavours are there?
Six.
And how many do you get for €14?
Three or seven.
So, you can have three or seven.
So
yeah.
Seven, you have to pick one of them to have two of.
Yeah.
Seems well, like a funny number, doesn't it? Why?
Or you could just get seven chocolate, which I think is what I'd do.
Would you?
Those.
No.
Yeah. No.
Chocolate isn't the best.
I'd get one pistachio. Of each and two coffee.
I'd get one of each and two pistachio, I think. Pistachio, sorry, I keep doing this. Do you know that? It's called a pistachio. That is a correct pronunciation of the word pistachio.
No,
it absolutely is.
But that's one of those.
I've only just got around to calling Kiev.
That's one of those, though. If you say it correctly, it sounds wrong. Like, what's that sausage?
Bratwurst.
No, the Spanish... Chorizo. If you say that correctly, you sound a bit silly, don't you?
Yeah, but that's regional, isn't it?
You know, not in, like, you know...
That's regional, like Cerveza.
But, like,
so
here...
You say Cerveza, but some places they say Cerveza.
Right.
It's regional, and so is chorizo.
There's another one.
I think when foreign words have come into the British language, that you're allowed to anglicise them personally. Like croissant.
Neanderthal is correct.
Not if I go to Italy and I ask for pistachio in front of my... work colleagues, they lay into me quite
they
heavily.
Point and laugh at
and,
the
and call me
English
stupid word. English. Yes, stupid English.
What about if you ask for a chocolate coated strawberry skewer?
What, in a brochette de fraise au chocolat?
Yeah, for €6. Brochette or chocolate marshmallows. I am
Guimauve chocolat.
Or nougat.
And then nugget at the bottom.
A nugget. Can I have a nugget?
100 grams.
100 grams. And a bottle of water. Right, guys.
If it's not
I
a basket,
still
not
having
nugget, I'm not interested.
A cone of sausage and a Nutella waffle for pudding. That's what I'm having.
I like wine and gyros.
I'm not allowed wine.
I'm not allowed wine.
I'm having two wines.
Lisa can't beat some champers with the fireworks. Mm-hmm. How very civilised of you, Lisa. I like your style.
I have to say, I like these things, and I like that it's all very reasonably priced as well, that you might go and have one thing from somewhere and have another thing from somewhere else and stuff. I think it's a nice little thing.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's just nice to have places to go to snack as the summer season comes in. Julia has been very helpful in saying that Roblicon cheese is the cheese they use in the tartiflette. Thank you, Julia. That's helped us. Now then, we also have one more menu. Did I send you this?
No.
Have you seen this? You heard about this?
Yeah. You didn't send me it.
Because the Last Chance Cafe...
Ooh, Last Chance.
...has switched to a Flavours of Asia menu.
Ooh.
Flasia.
Flavours of Asia.
Flasia.
Flasias of Asia. So.
Go on then.
We've got vegetable, and there's little pictures. There's little pictures.
Is this going to be somewhere that Hugh and I really, really like that Lucy won't go anywhere near?
No, I like Asian food. I don't like spicy food, but I like...
Because there's nothing spicy in this.
My favourite chain restaurant is Zap Vietnamese street food.
Oh, Zap Thai's good.
I love it.
I like Zap Thai. Mm-hmm.
Right, vegetable bouillon.
Hashtag not spawn.
So this is bouillon with soya, leeks, carrots, peppers, and shiitake.
Good, well done.
Thank you.
We've just been demonetized.
pork nems. They look like spring rolls to me, but they're calling them pork nems.
Okay. Is that like sort of translucent?
Case.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Vegetarian nems.
Uh-huh.
Prawn tempura.
Ooh.
Cabbage salad.
Ooh.
Cabbage salad.
Well, looks like coleslaw to me, and the French translation is calling it cabbage salad, which is what coleslaw would be, isn't it?
Are you putting a D in coleslaw?
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw. I've got a col.
Confusing coleslaw with coleslaw.
She's got a col.
Cantonese-style rice. With peas, carrots, eggs, and black mushrooms. You see, that's what I'd have, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? That's honestly the thing I want the least. This is why we go well together.
Yeah.
So we can just have our own food and not have to share.
Do you know, everyone's got weird things. Yeah. I mean, one of my weird things
I've got a couple.
I can't drink out of opaque drinking vessels. Yeah. It upsets me, so they have to be translucent. But I was thinking today, one of the things I hate the most...
She's talked about this so many times on this show. What do you mean you don't know this? You're married to each other.
I don't know this.
You know this. You know this.
I listen, Lucy. I listen to you.
Is when Hugh wants me to try food, and I don't know what it is. It might be delicious food. It might be have a taste of this chocolate cake. But the minute he does that, I go, I don't like tasting other people's food. And we have, I think we've talked about this before, we have a couple friend who negotiate their menu orders so they can both order something that they both like so that they can slide half of their meal onto the other person's plate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is like caveman stuff. That's so uncivilized, I can't deal with it.
I'm not averse to trying other people's food. However, if I ask Laura if her food's nice, she'll always say, yeah, do you want to try a bit? And I always answer no to that because I didn't order it. That's not what I want.
Yeah,
I'm fine. I've got what I want. It's here. And if you want to try some of mine, you can. I'm quite happy for you to do that. But I don't want your food because I would have ordered it if I did want it.
If something's very much particularly delicious or strange, I think it's worth someone else trying it because it's an experience. But she just won't do it.
Nah.
It's also when it comes towards me on a fork like that. It's always like,
I suppose it's
without
like,
warning.
It's like when people they don't do it anymore. But there was a real phase in my life, like in the sort of noughties, where people would just reach towards you to take your glasses off without asking. They, as they were reaching for them, they'd say, "Let me try your glasses on."
Yeah,
and I'd always duck away. But now I tell them, "You know how much grease and dead skin is on these things. Trust me, you don't want to know.
We also have chicken with caramel sauce in Cantonese-style rice.
Hello.
That sounds good.
Ooh, that's for me. But that's the rice that's got the peas, carrots, eggs and black mushrooms in it, so you won't like that rice.
Ruined.
Oh, that rice sounds
that's
good.
That's what I'm having.
I call that ruined rice.
No, it sounds good.
Ed says, I will share food if the other person asks, but you do not just take off my plate. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a housemate.
I agree with that.
A housemate used to just reach over for your chips and I'd pull my plate away and go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
That's so rude.
Yeah, that's well out of order.
A working man's food, don't touch.
And then finally, we have pineapple fritters.
Mm. Yeah.
Which are, in French, it's beignets, so I'm going to say it's like donut dough by fritters.
Sounds good.
So you'll be having the pineapple fritters. I am with that menu. That menu is to my taste.
That sounds interesting.
However,
yeah.
John has brought up a very valid point. Why is there Asian food in Frontierland when Colonel Hafiz is right there serving pizza? That's a valid point.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah. You know what John means specifically.
Mm. Yeah, it's just a bit, it just seems like an odd choice, doesn't it? Like, there's obviously some reason why they just thought, well, this it'd be easiest for us to put this here, but then it doesn't make any sense thematically, does it?
I think that there is a tradition of Chinese immigrants in the Old West, isn't there? Railway building and such.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not built into the legend of Thunder Mesa particularly. They'd have to do a bit of shoehorning to get that in.
It's not the first thing that springs to mind when you think of the Wild West.
No.
No.
I'm thinking of cowboy cookout.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Corn, chicken on the bun and corn on the cob.
However, if we were going there in the immediate future, which we do hope to do when we get back from Disney World, I'd be like, this is on our bucket list.
Yeah,
new menu. We've never actually eaten in there, have we?
No.
And so, yeah, we'd go for that.
Why not? It's one of those that I say, I think we should go in there. And then when we, on the day that we're there, we walk past it and we look at it and we go, nah. Nah.
There's always, something else to do. Bonnie is saying, Joey doesn't share food. That's the world I live in and I'm happy with it. Gina's saying, my husband eats so fast, he starts on my food when I haven't even finished yet. Oof. Yeah, so he finishes his own meal then starts on your meal. Well, Hugh eats fast, but he don't get a look in on my meal unless the rest of the chips.
I wouldn't consider it. Also, I'll be honest, I find food that other people have already started eating a bit gross.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to try some, I'm going right to the other side of the plate where it's just not even been breathed on. I don't even like it when the server comes over and they announce the dish because they're always holding it too close to the mouth. And I just imagine all the spit particles. You know, when they're going, I've got a burger. And you go, oh, he's just put that right in front of his mouth when he said that. And it's become a real issue.
Oh dear.
Tracy says, talking of food, Elsa keeps asking if you're trying spicy crisps tonight. I've forgotten to bring them from my side of the house that we all live in together.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, we won't be doing that today. And I'm not here next week. And I think you guys might actually all not be here next week.
No, I think we should be good. We'll find out for you guys. We'll put it on the socials. The thing is that Bonnie has an event at 5 and we've been given no information about it. So like, if that drags on.
Bonnie has an event. Sounds like she's going to do a really big poo. Sorry, Bonnie.
So week after next, I think we'll have to do it now, won't we?
Yeah.
But I've got some Doritos and I've got the Watsits as well, the extra spicy ones or whatever they're called, extra hot. So get yourself some of those for week after next.
Enjoy them together.
Yeah, and we can enjoy them together. Or just eat them now if you've bought some already and you can't be bothered waiting because the anticipation is too great.
Yeah.
Let's see if they're disappointing or not.
Yeah.
Emily's gutted to lose the vegan chili from Last Chance Cafe, but so excited by the new additions. It had fans, didn't it? However, they've juggled around with the Coco restaurant as well, so everything, all the food things have kind of moved. And I think because that's gone a bit more Mexican, you might be getting your, I don't know, chili's not Mexican, is it? I don't know.
Ah.
Things will move.
Well, Tracy's actually glad because, she's happy because she wanted me to get some to try, but Tracy forgot too, so.
Oh, Tracy.
You got 2 weeks.
Oh, Tracy.
And Bonnie quite simply says, hey, when I said about the event.
Do we want to scratch off a listener?
Okay.
Should we do that?
A country.
That sounds a bit violent, but all right.
Yeah.
A country.
Well, I think we should go Spain today.
Ooh, that's a big one.
I'm going to zoom in on you. Can we see it? Can we see that? Just about. Oh, not when Lucy stood there. We can't.
A sword and scratch
Portugal. I'll let her do it and then we'll look at it.
Listeners, if you don't know what this is, it's a map of all the places where people are listening
from.
Where
you guys are listening from. Yeah. No.
Cross off Spain.
When I cross off Spain, do I also cross off the Balearics and the Canaries? Because the sovereign territory? No.
I think people would tell us that they were specifically from there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're probably right. Have we scratched off France yet?
No.
Really?
Is anyone actually listening from France?
But we've had many a person.
I only scratched off the UK last week.
There we are. Look at that. So I can kind of show you here. If you just move to the side, we've got quite a few bits scratched off now.
I know we could get a lot more. We're being a bit slow about it.
We are. But, you know, it's something to look forward to, isn't it? It's exciting.
Am I going to scratch off all of Australia as well?
What, now?
Well, because I know we've got Australia on the list.
We have. Do it if you want, yeah. We're doing all of it.
Not now. I've had enough of this.
Hugh's not a big believer in delayed gratification, you know.
Nick says, I'm on the loaded pepperoni Doritos right now. Reading Michelle says they stink.
Oof.
Yeah.
Loaded pepperoni.
Hugh has certain foods that I have to leave the room for him to eat.
I've heard.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's all my news. Should we do a trip report?
Ooh.
That's just because I eat it like a penguin. I just put it all down my throat in one go. It's just too disgusting to watch.
Audience trip roundup.
We've got a couple of trip reports today. But I'm going to let you read one of them, Hugh, and I'll do the other one. So you can do the one that's in Messenger that came through from Sarah.
Okay.
But first, from Julia Blackburn, we have a trip report. Sequoia, Golden Forest, etc. That's the heading. Hi, 37 Disney Street team. We recently got back from a brilliant trip to DLP, 7th to the 11th of April. 4 nights, 5 days at Sequoia Lodge, Golden Forest, with me, husband, and 5 and 2 year old girls.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah. We happily timed it just before my 2-year-old turned 3 the following week. Perfect. We went to Cheyenne 18 months ago for 3 days, which was great, but we wanted to do it a bit closer to the park this time. And although we like the look of the Disneyland Hotel, we couldn't justify paying that much for a longer trip. We drove via the shuttle, which was pretty seamless, and much easier with the kids, pram and baggage than the train last time. On the way down, we broke the journey at Folkestone Premier Inn. On the way back, left Disney at 3 p.m. and arrived home in Birmingham around 11 p.m. the same evening. Sorry this is long. Better not be over 1,000 words. We packed a lot in, and you never know what might help someone plan their next trip. Exactly right. I've divided it into 2 parts if you want to split it up.
I don't think we'll get through both of these because this is a long one. We'll try. We'll see.
So, part 1, Golden Forest food and tips. Golden Forest. We went to Golden Forest half bored to get a bit more of a nice hotel holiday vibe with a slightly nicer rooms, lake view, dedicated breakfast and afternoon tea. These did not disappoint and we felt it was worth the extra money in the end. The dedicated check-in just had a queue of 1 person, but normal check-in had no queue, possibly a better benefit in more peak times. The room was nice. It didn't feel tired or dated particularly, and we had a superb view. Could almost see the castle. It was behind a tree, but we could see the electrical sky parade whilst the kids were firmly in bed. The room had a power bank block that contained 2 European sockets, a wireless charger point, and a USB and a USB-C socket. We brought an extension cable on the advice of others, but we didn't need it. A fridge in the room was great as we could keep water, fruits and sandwiches, etc. There was plenty of room for luggage storage, including double buggy. Breakfast in the morning meant no queuing around 7:15, and it was a small, quiet room so we could sit right next to the buffet, which was brilliant with the kids being up and down. We took a pastry and a sandwich for the day, and no one seemed to care. And we also took coffee out in our to-go cups.
In our hands.
Yeah. Don't know if it's allowed, but we did. Then got straight to the parks for EMT. On 2 days, we met characters, Donald and Max, in the hotel at 8:15, and then sped to the parks, arriving at 8:35-ish. Afternoon tea, we used this on the day of arrival and 2 other days that we'd had bigger lunches. Nice selection of cakes, pastries, crepes, but only a very small amount of savoury stuff, pesto, tomatoes, mozzarella, egg mayo and cheese and trout sandwiches. Egg mayo and cheese and trout sandwiches.
Okay.
Not egg mayo, cheese and trout. That might be even more hideous than the sound of cheese and trout on its own. kids wouldn't touch those.
No, I wouldn't.
But they didn't mind us bringing other sandwiches in from the villagers or ones that we've made at breakfast time. Free Disney, free drinks midday. 10 p.m. was lovely as we use that every day. Turn down service, just a tiny thing, but the kids love getting Disney chocolate coins every day. We liked having the free drinks actually when we stayed at Newport Bay because you could go in as you got back on a night and just pop and get a couple of cans of drink out of the fridge and take them back to your room, which was great. Half-board meals. Golden Forest prices have breakfast included, and we had added half-board. The half-board cost is less money when you book Golden Forest, as they take off the equivalent of what you'd have paid for breakfast. So basically, the half-board just covers one sit-down meal a day, but you add a supplement for a character meal. We think we probably got our money's worth, but for us, we like just having all meals already paid for. That's us as well. That's why we've always done it. You know, you don't have to think about it once you get in there. You've already paid for it. Yeah. Hunter's Grill on arrival day, good, convenient, nice selection, fairly meat heavy, but fine by us. Billy Bob's, fine. Went as Tex-Mex is a win for the kids and is a convenient location after the late parade. Would have preferred to go to downtown, but couldn't get a booking. Auberge, brilliant this time as we booked a 12 o'clock sitting. Saw Cinderella, Aurora, Snow White, Jasmine, two mice. Last year we had a 3 p.m. booking and felt very rushed. This time no rush at all. I worried about the table service for the kids, but our two-year-old just had some of the older kids' pasta and tomato sauce and some chicken from my plate, and that was perfect for her. Also, if people didn't know, most girl kids were dressed up as princesses for this, and we saw a couple of girls in normal clothes that looked a bit left out. Not for everyone, I know, but my kids love to dress up. Royal Banquet, lovely experience. They really made a great effort on the restaurant decor, and service was impeccable. Lovely food, excellent pudding and cheese table, although by no means Michelin star quality, still felt a bit fancy. And you pay for the character experience. I met Mickey, Minnie, Goofy and Pluto in their royal garb. The characters were fab and came around several times, not rushed at all and not too busy. I would recommend it. Kids snack tips. We made a big batch of popcorn before we came, brought a Tupperware of it and filled up a snack pots for the kids each day. This saved us paying for the delicious smelling but pricey popcorn in the park that we knew the kids would just spill on the floor. Number two, fruit at breakfast was grapes, chopped orange and other more exotic fruits. We brought loads of apples, satsumas, bananas, which was very useful for our boring fruit kids. Number three, always have snacks ready for a show queue and bring plastic bag to put on the floor to sit on. Yeah. Very classy indeed. Pram, we discovered a Facebook group where UK people pass buggies between each other for free once they've finished using them. This was excellent as we borrowed a double buggy off someone and then left it for another family at the end of our stay. A lifesaver as our single pram, which we brought just in case, actually broke on the first day. I can share the link for this if anyone wants it, she says, but also would definitely recommend a buggy for anyone with at least up to a 5-year-old, even if, like us, they're never in one at home.
Absolutely, because it's a lot of walking to do, and even though they're past that age, it's much, what's the word? Appreciated.
Yeah. We were trying to talk Bonnie into it when she was 6, I think, because, I mean, COVID hit then, so we didn't actually go on that trip, but we were just thinking, if we want to do a 13, 14-hour day, which sometimes we do, it's just, if she can just sit down, it makes everything so much easier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people always are on those groups going, oh, my 4-year-old's a really strong walker. Do you think I'll need a buggy? Yes. Yes. Take a pushchair. Just take one.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Magical by Sarah says, that's ace. I'm glad you've made use of the pass on a pram Disneyland Paris page. I run it.
Oh, yay.
Well, there you go.
Brilliant idea. Fab.
Small world, isn't it? Isn't it a small world?
After all.
Park days. I planned our days heavily around EMT openings, focusing on rides in the early mornings and shows in the late morning, afternoon. And we managed to do everything we wanted without feeling too rushed around, thanks to having 3 whole and 2 half days. Day 1, arrival day. Early 7:20, Le Shuttle arrived at Sequoia at midday, had magic passes on our apps already, so left bags in the car and went straight to the park for 12:30. Did Main Street, Teacups and Small World, lovely to have it back. Waited in a good spot for Splash of Colour Parade, but the short version only, no dancing in the hub, as it was drizzling. Headed back to the hotel for check-in, afternoon tea, a swim and then dinner at Hunter's Grill. Day 2, Broadway show day. EMT Main Park, Peter Pan 20-minute wait, then Dumbo, Alice's Labyrinth, Curious, all walk-ons. Adventureland, husband did solo Indiana Jones as a walk-on. All enjoyed Robinson's Treehouse and Skull Rock. Click and collected from Coco, great theming for takeaway for our first show queue. Then had an unexpected meet and greet with cowgirl Minnie Mouse next to Cowboy Cookout. I couldn't get that word out then. Rhythms of the Pride's Lands, queued around... It doesn't say that. Rhythms of the Pride's Lands.
Hear how Jeff said it last week.
How did he say
it? Jeff. It was... Yeah. It was like, there's Lions Kings, there's Rhythms of there's Pride's Lands. And the review was something like Excellence or something like that. No, Brilliance. I can't remember. It's funny.
Queued around an hour early, which was fairly unnecessary, but others were there before us and I didn't want to risk not getting in for that show. Excellent show, which we hadn't seen before. Very worth a watch. Park hopped in the sunshine to studios to see Frozen as the kids were desperate to see it again. First in the queue from 50 minutes before, but had a perfect sit down in the queue with Mickey ice creams we picked up from En Coulisse on the way. Oh, that's shut now. Mm. Plus colouring and bubbles. Found out you can leave a queue for a toilet trip. They give you a little pass and you can come back. Excellent tip for kids' bladders.
Huh. How'd you get that if you're in like buried? Like, I'm thinking of like Spider-Man, you know, when you get in that room where it's all like switchbacks.
It sounds like that was for Frozen, and that's like a static queue because it's every 20 minutes there's a show. So it must be more like that.
Specifically.
Back to the main park for the splash of colour parade twice, first on the edge of the hub. Then had drinks in the sunshine from Market House Deli, then back into Central Hub to watch the parade again. Stood on the white lines to get amazing character interactions from the kids, including hugs from Rapunzel and a dance with Joy. My kids absolutely love this parade and can't stop singing to the music. Stars on Parade, from an hour beforehand, sat on the Adventureland side of outside of the Hub roundabout. Had brilliant views of the parade with Castle in the background, Billy Bob's for dinner, and then back to the hotel for takeaway drinks in the room for the parents. Day 3, All Weather Studios Day. EMT in the studios, Spider-Man, no pre-show, Ratatouille, 3D full, I think. Slinky Dog and Cars Rally. Joined the Spider-Man virtual queue, which had an 81-minute virtual wait. Saw 11 a.m. Pixar show. Queue opened from about 40 minutes before, and we were there about 10 minutes before that in the sunshine. Again, we're happy to queue for early for these shows, as use it as a snack break, and then get great seats. Husband went on... Sorry.
We never eat in queues, do we? Doesn't occur to us. It's a good idea.
It is a great idea. If you know you're going to be there for... Yeah.
I mean, I think we've definitely got one video where I'm eating a cookie in a queue, but it's not something that we regularly do.
Yeah.
Like, we should. It's
a good way of combining two things.
Yeah.
Cookie in a queue is not something you regularly do.
No, we should.
Husband went on the Flight Force, in the time before we got to the main queue. Pixar show was fantastic and we all loved it. Once our Spider-Man time came, we found... They're actually at least a 50-minute queue once you arrive, and the kids didn't want to go anyway, so we abandoned it. Lunch at the Royal Banquet at DLH. As I've said, we really enjoyed this. Had a little look around the hotel and caught a little pop-up of Troop Royale show featuring Princess Jasmine. No autographs, but they allowed one whole audience group pick. Overall, the hotel seemed really lovely, but we were quite happy with our decision not to spend that much of it on it this time. Raining now, so back to studios for Disney Junior. Walked in last minute. Lovely show and kids love the bubbles. Brief sunshine, so then Cars Road Trip and Stitch show. Not seen it before. It was hilarious. It was now hailing, so back to our hotel for afternoon tea. Then a swim and wine and snacks in the room. Had all the weather that day. Day 4, Sci-Fi and Princesses Day. EMT in the main park, Orbitron, Buzz, Autopia, Nautilus, quick walkthrough, Star Tours. After advice on here, I asked for it to be in English, which meant my 5-year-old could understand a bit. And she proclaimed it to be her favourite ride.
That's good. This isn't a guarantee because they have to kind of go with the masses. And you can say, are you doing the English version? Is it okay if you do the English version? But if you're in there with 40 French people, they won't do. But you can ask, and it is nice when they do.
I never, ever dare.
No.
You never dare.
No.
Have you ever had the English version?
I have, but not often.
Okay.
If I had those couple of glasses of red wine, maybe I would.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, mate, give us an English one, would you? Go on. There's a good lad.
That's a good lad. Like,
there's a Bon Gaston.
Go on, mate, come on.
Got a Ahsoka storyline and a parent swap ticket at the end for later. Watch Splash of Colour again and kids were overjoyed at the high five from Stitch. Little wander upstairs in the castle, then lovely lunch at Auberge. Afterwards, teacups, Star Tours for husband and 5-year-old again, whilst I did carousel with 2-year-old, Mickey the Magician late afternoon, queued for 40 minutes with snack break and colouring, seats in the front section, had afternoon tea at Sequoia, then packed our bags for home for the next day and ended our last day with drinks on the hotel bar terrace, evening sun overlooking the lake. Day five, spooky day and home time. We had built up to taking the kids on the slightly more scary ride, so an EMT headed to Big Thunder for husband and five-year-old. She loved it. Queued for Phantom Manor, but it wasn't opening due to a technical issue, so we did Pirates and Pirate Beach Play Park. Kids enjoyed this, just needs a coffee kiosk nearby.
Yeah, doesn't it? They would make an absolute killing if they just had a very small cart just selling, you know, coffee and ice cream and whatever.
Yeah.
Because all the parents are just sitting around noodling on the phones. They'd make an absolute killing. Come on, Disney. You're good at mopping up the pennies.
How many boxes on Pirates? You haven't put in the ride, in the report, how many boxes there were the cats were on. I need to know this information. Rode the train around the park for the first time, which gave a few nice views. Mm-hmm. Phantom then opened, so we went on, but it was a bit scarier for the kids than I expected, especially as those pesky spirits continued their technical difficulties, yeah. And we stopped in front of some skeletons a couple of times. Kids didn't seem too fussed, and no nightmares, luckily. Mickey was next to Phantom Manor in his Phantom Manor outfit, but it was a big queue, so we just waved.
Oh, I've never seen. I think I've seen that. No. Mickey in a Phantom Manor outfit.
I think you
it
have.
It's happened quite okay. often.
Maybe I have.
Ordered Hyperion on the app and went there via the Aladdin walkthrough. Lovely. Hyperion Burger and Chips watching Videopolis cartoons was a big win.
Oh,
and
yes.
Set us up for our journey home. On the walk back down Main Street, the kids were allowed to choose a soft toy each that Mickey would then post to us for the following day via being almost half the price on Amazon. Then back to Sequoia and waved goodbye to DLP around 3 p.m.
Clever Mickey.
Yeah, yeah. Overall, an excellent trip, a great experience with no major hiccups, two very happy girls and two exhausted parents with memories we will all treasure. Many thanks for all your trips and advice. I regularly listen to your podcast, which has helped make planning this trip easy and very enjoyable. Julia. Thank you, Julia.
Yay.
Thank you, Julia. Just to correct, the page is pass on a push chair. Magical by Sarah says, you're right, I'm just sleepy. Yes, pass on a push chair if you're searching for it.
Pass on
Sarah
a push
also
chair.
Asks, are we going to Walt Disney World this year? And I said, yes, in 4 weeks.
Exactly 4 weeks today.
Yeah. We're not going to get to Sarah's report today. So if we're on next week, we'll do it next week.
Prioritise it next week. We only had three pieces of news, so we should have sped up.
I've got a note here, so we won't forget.
Good.
We will do it shortly. Yes.
We are going to do an extra magic time now for our Patreon pals.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I haven't done? I haven't done a Quizney Street, and I said I would, and I've only just remembered. And I feel
did we say we would? That's all right.
Yeah, I remember that about 20 past, and I thought, ooh, that's not happening.
Well, we'll have to just have a regular chat then. We'll have a bit of a regular chat today.
We're going to have a regular chat about all things Disney, about things on Disney Plus, things we've been watching on television, about, you know, Disney plans in general, Disney rumours from around the world. There's some stuff going on. We'll chit-chat, and if you've got any questions, join us in the Patreon show.
Yeah.
We've got an extra 20 minutes. That's your bonus for being our biggest cheerleaders and supporters. Thank you so much. The rest of you, we will see you this time next week, hopefully. And it'll be me and Hugh and maybe a Bonnie. And Chris, we will see you the week after.
You will see me the week after, yes.
I will actually see you tomorrow, but that's a different story, isn't it?
Why will you see me tomorrow?
Oh, no, he's not called.
I'm not called. We're doing the producers, the musical. I'm playing the lead, or one of the leads, and Lucy's choreographing it, but I managed to not do much in the way of dancing, so I don't get called to her rehearsals.
Yeah, and I am choreographing Hugh tomorrow night, so whether we're still married by this time next week is a... it's a different matter.
Well, it all depends on how you speak to me.
All right, then. Thank you very much, guys. We will see you next night. I'm going to leave these with boys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ciao. Love you. Love you more.
Love you.
Love you more. More.